Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the fadail of ilm, the virtues of knowledge. Today's hadith is very, very beautiful hadith. Very good illustration, very nice illustration. Every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beautiful. Every hadith is good. Every hadith has a lesson for us. Every hadith has something for us to take and to try and implement in our lives in some ways. And we find that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually, as this hadith describes it, it's actually like rainwater. Rainwater that is coming down. You'll find rainwater can, people can benefit from it in different ways. And as we're going through the hadith, we'll understand. But fortunate are those who take what they learn, they absorb it like that ground that absorbs the water. And then it benefits itself and it allows other people also to benefit. The plants that grow from there, the vegetation that grows from there, the crops that grow. So one is, it is taking it in itself, for itself to benefit. And the other, it's allowing others to benefit. Then you get other types of lands. The second type of land you'll get is a land that is a very hard land. So that land, what it will do, it will store water. It itself won't take in the water, but it will store water like a dam, like a pond. You'll find that the ground is very hard, so what happens, water gets stored there. People come in the benefit, animals will come and they'll drink from there. So others will benefit, but that land itself won't take that water in. And the third type of example you'll get is that land that neither it stores water also, nor does it, neither does it store the water also, nor does it allow people to benefit. It doesn't benefit itself. In other words, that water comes and it goes straight into the ground. It doesn't benefit itself also, and it doesn't benefit others by storing water so that others can benefit. So it takes no benefit, like a desert land. If a rain just comes, storm just comes, it just takes the water in. It doesn't allow any vegetation to grow. And so it is not benefiting from that rain that came, nor does it allow others to benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this type of quality, that so much of ilm is coming, so much of knowledge is coming, but we ourselves are not benefiting, and we are not benefiting others. Rather, we should make dua and hope that we are from the first type of land. So this is what this hadith is speaking about today. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qal al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْعِلْمِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَصَابَ أَرْضًا. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of guidance and knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me with is like that of abundant rain which is falling on the earth. Like that of abundant rain. Why abundant? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that knowledge and that guidance that he came with is abundant, is vast. So it's like that abundant rain that is falling down on the earth. فَكَانَتْ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ قَبِلَتِ الْمَاءِ فَأَنْبَتَتِ الْكَلَىٰ. And then you'll get that some type of earth, some portion of the earth, is such an earth that when the rain water comes, that what it, قَبِلَتِ الْمَاءِ, it accepts that water. It absorbs the water in nicely. It absorbs the water in nicely. In other words, it's like that person that is benefiting. When he hears something, he's absorbing, he's listening carefully, he's absorbing what is being said. And فَأَمْبَتَتِ الْكَرَىٰ, and over and above that, this person not only absorbs it, now he acts upon what he hears. So he is benefiting himself. So this is the example of that land. It's accepting that water, and then also it's causing vegetations to grow, it's causing grass to grow, it's causing وَالْعُشُبُ الْكَثِيرِ, and it's causing grass and vegetation to grow. وَكَانَ مِنْهَا أَجَادِبُ أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَاءِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the second type of land that you get. That land that is hard. What it does, it holds the water. فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسِ. So people are benefiting from that water. So in other words, that land itself is an example of a person that has knowledge, but he is not making amal on his knowledge. He is not practicing on his knowledge. So people are benefiting. He is able to give good talks. He is able to speak to people, but he himself, there is no amal in his life. So people are benefiting, but he is not benefiting. This is the second type of land that you get. أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَاءِ فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسِ فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهَا وَسَقُوا وَزَرَعُوا. So people drink from it, and this person, he uses it to give the animals water to drink, and he uses it for vegetation, he uses it for irrigation. وَأَصَابَ طَائِفَةً مِنْهَا أُخْرَى إِنَّمَا هِيَ قِيْعَانِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that the third type of land, this third type of land is a land that is a very, very barren land, like a desert type of a land. لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت الكلى. It doesn't even hold the water also, nor does it cause any type of vegetation to grow. فذلك مثل من فقه في دين الله. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is now explaining. He gave this example. Now he's explaining. He said the first example is like that person who Allah Pak had bestowed him with knowledge. Allah has bestowed him with ilm. ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم. So he benefits from that ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, that I have came with that ilm and guidance, that knowledge and guidance that I have come with. This person, he will benefit also, he will learn and he will teach others also. So he himself is practicing, he himself is learning and he is teaching others also. What a nice person. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from this category. وَمَثَلُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَلِكَ رَأْسًا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an example of the third type of land, and that land that does not hold any type of water. That is the example of a person who does not pay any attention to the knowledge of deen. لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَلِكَ رَأْسًا. He doesn't lift up his head. What it means, he doesn't give any attention to deen. In other words, deen means nothing to him. His whole ambition is other things besides deen. The dunya, the enjoyment of the world, and all the glitter and the glamour of the world. Talk to him about deen, he is not interested. This is an example of the person of the third type of لَمْ يَقْبَلْ هُدَى اللَّهِ الَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. He does not accept that guidance that I came with. It just doesn't interest him. And if Allah Pak save us, you find people like that. They've been talk about deen, man, let's not talk about this. Let's talk about something else more interesting. So in other words, that guidance is there, that water is there, but they don't want to accept it. They themselves are not benefiting, and they have no benefit to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these qualities. One is, as I mentioned, is transmission. Transmission is where that knowledge is coming, that ilm is coming, we're getting it. But more important than that is that transformation that is taking place in our land, in our life. That what type of transformation is taking? We are listening to the talks of deen. Every time we listen to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should make niyyah that I want to bring this in amal. I want to practice upon this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one way of doing it is after listening to it carefully, is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak give me the tawfiq of making amal on the beautiful words, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another way to preserve ilm is whatever we learn, try and share it with somebody else. Try and share it with others. Ilm is such a thing, the more you share it, the more it grows. Other things, sometimes we may have a chocolate, we think if we're going to share it, the chocolate will get finished. But ilm is such a thing, the more we share it, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ilm stronger in us. Our ilm will get stronger, and Allah Pak will cause the ilm also, this knowledge also, to grow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.